At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you know, fun fact, you can't just go out and use anybody's music or anybody's art? At least not commercially, because, you know, it belongs to them, right? And this makes sense, but people tend to forget it. In fact, recently a major video game release got in trouble. This game is called Cyberpunk 2077. You might have heard of it. It's like the most anticipated game of, you know, the holiday season of 2020. And, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, probably at least a lot of money, let's say, has been in development for this game. But then when it came out, it actually included some songs they weren't supposed to use. So like all those smart people and all that money that went into developing this game, they kind of, you know, missed this one big thing. So then they had to go and publicly tell everybody who purchased it to disable the music in the game settings until a patch was available. And, you know, just imagine how embarrassing that is and be like, how do we forget this one thing, you know? And so now they're, of course, they have liability issues, all kinds of stuff associated with it. So this whole thing, this issue applies to you as well. If you have a podcast, if you have a YouTube channel, if you have any other medium that might use music, or if you'd like to start one at some point. You're probably not at the level of the, you know, the major studio with the hundreds of millions of dollars, so the stakes are not quite as high as that, but it still is something to be aware of. You can't use people's music without permission, but where can you find music you can use without worrying? Because, you know, if you've got a podcast, if you've got the YouTube channel, you want to have some cool music. And it's actually totally possible to find great music, lots of different options, without breaking the law or worrying about your videos being taken down or anything else. So that's what we're going to talk about here. The listener question is, where can I find royalty-free music? That question and the answer is coming up in just 30 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, Chris. This is Amber. I'm taking the leap and starting a podcast, and maybe a YouTube channel as well. I'll keep you posted, but here's one problem I'm having at the outset. Where can I find music I can use as an intro track, and maybe some background music throughout, without getting into trouble, and preferably without paying? I know that YouTube especially is very strict about taking down videos that are improperly using other people's music. I would hate to have a popular video with lots of views, but then lose everything because I made a mistake with a few seconds of music. Thanks, Chris, and looking forward to your advice about this.
Hey, Amber, it's exciting to hear about your podcast, maybe your YouTube channel as well. And just a quick note to all of our listeners, if you're starting a podcast, a YouTube channel or something else, just let me know. I like to do shout outs from time to time. And even if I don't specifically shout it out on the podcast, I always want to encourage people and cheer them on. We have a whole community of people who are starting stuff. And now back to the question. So yes, as mentioned, you can't use commercial music without paying for it, without having a license, et cetera. YouTube especially is quite strict. So is Twitch. This is definitely something you want to be careful about. I should say briefly that there are some exceptions. I listened to the podcast Switched on Pop, which analyzes songs with detailed commentary. It's a pretty cool show. Anyway, they don't include the full song when they're doing this, but they can play a short snippet because they're talking about the song. I don't know the precise usage terms of what's okay and what's not, just to mention that there can be some exceptions. But in general, like especially if it's a background track or if it's music for your show, you don't want to use music you don't have the rights to. But the good news is, the good news and the most important thing is, it's not that hard to find lots of good options. So you want to search for royalty-free music. When you do that, you're going to find lots of sources. Some is completely free. Most is usually available by paying a small license fee, sometimes a subscription, sometimes just a one-off fee, depending on the usage. One of my favorite sources is epidemicsound.com. Another one is bensound.com. So that's epidemicsound.com. Bensound, B-E-N, sound.com. No affiliation there. I've just had a good experience with them. If you go on a hunt, don't start with Spotify. Don't start wherever you listen to music. Don't start there and say, like, where can I find good music? Because almost everything on those platforms will not be easily available for licensing. I'm sure there is some way to license it, but it's going to be a lot more difficult than just going to one of these services. So start with one of these royalty-free sources, either one of the two I mentioned or something else, so you can find what works well for you without getting into trouble, as I said, or breaking the law. Normally, I'm not opposed to getting into trouble, you know, just by the way, but I do want to respect the rights and property of artists. Okay, listeners, if you got a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to keep delving into all this stuff this year. Very excited to hear about listener projects as well as mentioned. You can also share those with me there or on social media. I am Chris Guillebeau on Twitter or Facebook. I am 193countries on Instagram. Thank you so much. Do come back tomorrow. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.